Hi, this is Mish Hancock, and you are listening to Mishmash, a place where I get to talk to the weird, wacky, wonderful people of this world, people I adore and want to know more about. Today, my guest is Eric Prospect White, known as Prospect. Prospect is a community outreach specialist for Guardian Angels Settlement Association, which serves people living in poverty by helping improve the quality of their lives and achieve economic independence. Wow. This is amazing. I love this.
Right on.
So let me just frame this, like let people know how I met you. I was traveling down Jefferson one day and I saw this angel resale shop. I'm like, oh, I've never been there before. Mm-hmm. And I was with my friend Karen Libby at the time and we're like, let's go stop in there. And then we got in there and I was like, wow, this is way cooler than I imagined. You guys literally are asking people to come in and you're giving away all this free stuff to people that need it. You had Purina there. You had all kinds of stuff. I'm like, what the heck? This is amazing. And I asked you about it and learned more about it and left and then was thinking, I have to go back because I need Prospect to be on this podcast to talk this up.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah. So what you attended was our Parking Lot Friday event, in which we do the first Friday of every month. Next one was actually this week, this Friday, February 2nd, 3300 South Jefferson. And again, we got a bunch of resources, bunch of vendors, things that the community needs, you know. So we just try to make it accessible, and we do these events to, you know, to tie the resources with the people that need them. So we started doing this in March of 22, and we've been going every month since, so
it's
trying to keep it growing.
It's just beautiful. And you had clothes. And talk about, like, I know you did something in December for kids for shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Guardian Angel, on a day-to-day basis, we do a client's choice food pantry, mm-hmm. In which our members come in. They get to walk through our pantry, take the things that they need back home. We take clothing donations. People need clothing. When they come to the pantry, often they want to go check out shirts and pants. We make sure we have those things for them. We do rental utility assistance when the funding permits, you know, but we do a lot of that every day, a lot of it. Yeah, you know, it's just really the ensuring the quality of life that people need, and we just try to make it happen.
So then so you help these people with, you know, some very basic, good, immediate needs. Mm-hmm. Is there also opportunities where people are learning, education?
Oh,
what else is involved with it?
We do financial stability workshops. We do self-sufficiency workshops and goal setting. So these people, they let us know what their need is, and we put them with the case manager, and we set out a plan, and we just work steps in that plan to make it happen.
Because not everyone is taught how to do these things.
Indeed.
You know, indeed. And you need somebody to step in at some point and say, let me teach you how this all works. Especially money and finances. Money is like a weird thing. Mm-hmm. And if you, I mean, I don't claim to understand all the ins and outs of money. I've had to learn over the years. But if you're starting out already in a place of lack and scarcity, then you're expected to learn how to be with abundance. That is not an easy lesson.
Yeah, unlearning in itself is not an easy
lesson. Unlearning scarcity mindset is so difficult when it's all you know.
Yeah, but we have a great team at Guardian Angel to assist our members and our clients with these different things. So they can call us whenever, even after those goals are met. You know, we like to stay in touch with our people, you know, let us know how it's going and make sure things stay where, you know, we don't go back to why we started, you know.
Yeah,
that's a big part of it.
It's got to be a bit of a back and forth. So how did you get involved?
With Guardian Angel?
Yeah.
You know, before I was with Guardian Angel, I was working with Cure Violence in Dutchtown. So I was looking for a bit of a transition. Mm-hmm. I've always worked in community service, you know. That's just helping my people is just in me. I'm wired that way. But, you know, I've done several, worked with a bunch of neighborhood organizations to do different things. And I came across the Guardian Angel, came across a post you know, so I thought, hey, I'll try it out, you know. So I threw my hat in, threw my name in the hat, and they called me. And once I met with them, you know, we had a mutual understanding of what we all wanted to do and within our community. So just been rolling since there, really.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where did the name Prospect come from?
Oh, that's a name that I gave myself. I'm really not a fan of accepting nicknames that are just thrown on me.
Mm-hmm.
I started calling myself Prospect about almost 20 years ago. And basically it was just, you know, I didn't want to be cornered into anything. Mm-hmm. I've always had a mindset to where I can do what I want if I really want to do that, you know? And so I picked the name Prospect, and I've been a prospect in different things since then. So.
I love it, but I love how you're claiming that. You know, that's a way of you saying, I'm claiming this because this name really feels like who I am.
Absolutely. You know, I'm, you know, in addition to doing service work, you know, I do entertainment work as well. The prospect name kind of works in both lanes.
Yes, yes. And okay, I've only met you three times, but every time I meet you, you have these cool crystals in your hair. You wear these cool crystals. Tell me about your crystals.
Well, the crystals, they just bring me good luck. Mm-hmm. They bring me peace and blessings. You know, I often wear them and just hold on to them. I wear them in my hair. Yeah, it's just a good vibe for me, and I like to take that vibe into everything that I'm working on and who I'm working with.
I'm a crystal girl, so I get it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like, you know, there's some of us here that just feel the vibration of them.
Before you came to Guardian Angel the day we met, had you ever been in the building? Have you ever seen like what we actually do?
No. So I've never been to the actual Guardian Angel settlement place. I've not been there.
You've just been on the wrong side.
Happened to be driving and the name Angel showed up. I was like, Angel? Resale shop? Wait, what is this place? Right. I've never been in before. And I'm a very curious individual. So I had to come in and check it out.
Well, you know, if you like a closer look, we always have volunteer opportunities. We work with a bunch of different churches and parishes. We work with a bunch of schools in partnership to make sure their families get their resources. We have a couple interns from St. Louis University who come in. So
there
are a bunch of moving parts with people who would like to be involved and stay involved. So feel free to reach out.
All right.
Anybody listening, you can reach out to me directly.
So I was going to say, tell people how they can get in contact with you and Guardian Angel.
Yeah. For services, you can just call our phone number at 314-773-9027. My extension is 208. If you want to leave an email, my email is WHITE@GASASTL.org. Or you can just show up on a parking lot Friday, which is held the first Friday of every month. We also have a great coordinator named Kirsten Brock, and you can reach her at the same phone number, and she can, send you the right avenue for what you're trying to do. If you need services, if you want to help people get service, and, you know, we'll get you situated.
Very cool. I love it. Can I ask you some fun outside of the box questions?
I thought that's what we were here for.
We're taking this to a new level. Ready?
Okay.
Since you're in the entertainment business, this is going to make sense for you. If you could have a life theme song, what would it be?
A life theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anybody who knows me closely, they know I already have a theme song.
Really?
Yes. There is a group came out several years ago in St. Louis named TaylorMade, and they had a song called Whirlwind, and that is my favorite song all time.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to have to listen to it.
It's, you know, like the words of the song are kind of like risky. But the chorus of the song has always hit home with me, you know.
Oh, I love that. It's like see through to the beautiful part of the song, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically to the way I interpret it as just going outside, doing what you're supposed to do and not knowing what's going to happen, you know, and that's kind of what falls in with the whole prospect theme and everything. So,
I love it.
You know,
you're like so intentional about what you do. Yay.
For the most part.
I like
it.
You know,
for the most part, I like to, I think about things like, 9-10 times and then I'll act on it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll think about it once and then I'll do a strong reevaluation. Just
I've done the same thing. My team would kid around me because they would call me fire, ready, aim. Like Mish just goes. Mm-hmm. And then stands and goes, wait, I need to ready, aim this now because I just went, you know.
Yeah.
I've gotten better with that, but I don't want to say better because I also think there's something about just getting the energy flowing on something and then like, yeah, this is a thing. Okay, now we can like ready aim this thing because this has got something going on here. Yeah,
trust the process.
Yeah,
you know?
Trust the process.
If you set out to do a thing and you have a strong intention on what the thing is, it will work itself out.
Yes, thank you.
And one of my favorite phrases is, you know, is blessings look messed up in the beginning. So, you know, even though things don't always initially go our way, we got to keep being intentional and keep doing the work we're supposed to be doing, and it will all unfold the way it should.
That is a fab. I love that. Blessings. Say that again.
Blessings look messed up in the beginning.
I love it. I'm going to use that, and I'll tell everybody that came from Prospect.
That's fine.
That'll lead into an amazing conversation in Prospect. What?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
My next question for you is, if you could have any animal as your sidekick, what would that animal be?
Any animal as my sidekick?
Any animal.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know.
I'm a naturally a dog person. I love dogs.
Do you have a particular kind of breed? Or
I'm a pit bull guy.
Oh, yeah. They're so sweet. So I live in downtown St. Louis. I would say most of the people in downtown St. Louis have a pit bull. I feel like mm-hmm. you see pit bulls everywhere. And they always just look so like... I'm so happy. They're so cute. There's one in my building named Blue. I wish I can only get to know Blue when I don't have my dog, because my dog is just insane and will just go crazy. And mm-hmm. it's like, I can't. In fact, the gal that owns Blue, I'm always like, I'm so, she's like, you're fine. I totally get it. But Blue's adorable. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love dogs. I have a love-hate relationship with birds. Maybe a bird.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right now, downtown is like, blackbirds. This is the time of year where there are blackbirds. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's like one of my favorite times of year is watching them all fly around.
It looks like a Hitchcock movie.
It does, but yep. They're so cool. I just love it.
Yeah.
All right. So this podcast, my main reason for doing this is to talk up kindness. And of course, I only have kind people on. So yes, thank you for being
right,
so kind.
Bless
prospect.
Your heart. Right on.
I want you to share with us something top of mind about kindness that you've either witnessed, received, or given.
Witness, receive, or given. Well, I think I do service work with the intention of being kind and showing humility because, again, like it doesn't matter how good of a situation any of us is in, it can always be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep in mind that, you know, just because you're in a good space right now doesn't mean that you can't help someone else to at least climb up a little bit higher. And then
Yes. We
want that to snowball into whoever they cross paths with any particular day, leading by example, showing people the way it should be done, you know, all of those good things. So
I love that.
Yeah. It's a, you know, smile at somebody and you don't know what the kind of effect that's going to have on whoever else they run into.
And humility. I love that because when people get so caught up into their ego, they become a little bit blinded mm-hmm. about the people around them. And there is no such thing as an easy story on earth. Everybody has had their challenges.
Yeah. And, you know, even to get to that blessing, they had to look messed up at first.
Yep.
You know,
messed up at first.
Yeah,
exactly.
At first, but that's not the end of the story. You know, we don't close the book on that. We just keep reading along and until everything works itself out. And a lot of times it'll work itself out a lot better than we could imagine. So, you know, just keep it going.
It's amazing.
Keep that mind frame.
Thank you, Prospect. Is there anything else you want to share with anybody?
Absolutely.
Out there? Let's go.
So I told you about the retail pantry days. So a lot of people don't realize that we also have another campus, a Guardian Angel campus on North Vandeventer. That's
okay.
our child care center.
Oh,
so
wow.
We do Head Start. We got a lot of teachers who are been doing really great work with the students over there. We just opened up a new Believe One literacy library at that location. That Mayor Tashara Jones was helping out with that. We have a new childcare clinic that's going to be opening at the Child Care Center, and that's in partnership with the Institute of Family Medicine. We have our annual Guardian Angel Angels Guardian Angels event called Angels Among Us. It's our gala that we do every year.
Oh.
This year it's going to be on Saturday, April 27th, and that's to raise awareness and funds to support our programs so we can keep creating new programs and keep reaching more people in the community who may need these resources. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You guys are doing amazing work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from St. Louis.
Day at a time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Prospect, thank you so much for agreeing to come to my podcast. You didn't even know me. And you're like, yeah, I'll come to your podcast. So thank you.
I didn't even know you. You came to Parking Lot Friday. So
true. But
if you know any vendors or any community resource that might be a good fit for you, Parking Lot Fridays, please have them reach out.
What kind of vendors are you looking for? Is there any? Because, I mean, I know that there were some shelters there that were in attendance. I know Purina was there giving out free dog, cat food, such. I thought was so cool. Are you guys looking for anybody in particular?
No, nobody in particular. We just want to spread the word, really. We don't know who may need what resource, so we invite everyone.
Gotcha.
So food services, health services, education services. For this Parking Lot Friday, at the end of this week, we have St. Louis Public School coming, Department of Health, Afenia, like it's so many of them.
Good.
But nonetheless, they are all kind of spread out in the work that they do. That way we can just introduce them to as many people as we can who may need those services.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Prospect, for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
So appreciate your time today and everything that you do. Thank you, thank you. Big thank yous, capital T.
No problem, man. You need anything, feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Everyone out there, you've been listening to Mishmash Podcast. Thank you so much. Learn more about, say it again.
Guardian Angel.
Guardian Angel. And
it's actually Guardian Angel Settlement,
Association. Correct. Yes. Learn more about it. Volunteer your time. And if you know anybody who is in need of such resources, send them to a First Friday, 3300 Jefferson, right?
3300 South Jefferson. You can ask for myself. We have a lovely young lady at the desk. Her name's Sadia. If I'm not around, she will pass your message to me and we will get whatever it is taken care of.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day. Peace.